This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, Fully Charged Recharge. We're talking about roasts, as in how you would roast people. But now I'm just thinking about a roast dinner because I'd love one. A bit of gravy.
Oh, not now. No,
it's no. This evening kind of a thing. Oh, here comes producer Callum running.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Here he goes.
I just remember before you go, make sure you record that thing for the September promo.
Yeah, cool.
Goodbye.
No idea what that means, but I presume it's on an email.
Neither do I. Oh my God, Dave actually knows.
Wow.
It's on an email. It's the thing I got excited for yesterday and then realised, oh no, it's not that exciting.
Is this a tease?
No, it's actually not.
It's not even something that exciting.
Do you remember that thing we were meant to do live in September?
Oh yeah.
We're not doing it anymore.
At all?
No.
No, we are. We're doing it a different time. Anyway, this is not fair for the podcast listeners.
It's fun to talk in code.
Fun for us, but not to listen to.
Yeah.
We have a giant announcement for tomorrow's show.
Oh, it's going to be big.
This one's actually more exciting than that September thing.
And way more exciting than
It's so much more exciting.
Yeah.
And I will say as well, you podcast listeners have been given an extra little hint as to what it could be.
Yes, you have.
Have they?
Yeah. On one of our podcast intros last week, we spoke kind of about it.
Right. Okay.
I had to bleep out a few words.
You've bleeped out words in the podcast.
I did at the time, yeah.
That was a lot of work. Have to go back.
I just literally grabbed a little bit right. Anyway, listen, we're talking code again. Tomorrow's show, and if you don't get a chance to listen live, you'll hear all about it on the podcast tomorrow.
Hey, good luck. Have a great day. I just
wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Hello, good morning. It is Tuesday.
Here we are.
Here we are again.
Welcome back, Em.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
First threesome in a while.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. It's nice to not have to like only look in one person's eyes.
I know. It's nice to mix it up. Mix it up between the two lovely pairs of eyes looking at me. Had an emotional day yesterday, as you do after 3 days at Electric Picnic.
I'd say that does happen to a lot of people.
Yeah. So what did I do to make sure that I really let it out?
You bought tickets for next year.
not until sale tomorrow, I think.
Oh, really?
I watched Normal People again.
Oh my God.
Wow.
How far did you get in?
From the beginning, I got it 5 episodes in. We're really in the troubling times of when Connell's struggling with his new life in Dublin.
Oh God, you went real far.
We went real far.
You can actually fly through it because they're only half an hour long.
Episodes. You know what brought me back to the night that was released? Do you know the way I was a bit dodgy, I think, with the old VPN to get the access to the BBC iPlayer at the time? I used to work in a different radio station. Didn't have to be like working until about 9:30. And at the time, I was working from my bedroom, doing the show from my bedroom. So when I say I didn't sleep that night because I just kept watching Normal People.
Yeah, yeah.
There was nothing to do.
Yeah, do you remember the chokehold?
Yeah,
literally, that's what I did. Brushed my teeth, did the show, then went and watched the whole thing again. I just loved it.
I only recently watched it again.
You did.
Still so good.
Oh, I must go back.
It's just the way it's done. It's so motive. It's so bloody Irish, isn't it?
Do they look young?
They do, actually. They do. I think Paul Mescal looks significantly younger. But obviously the character that Davy Edgar Jones plays was so much younger than her anyway. What did I say?
Davy.
Did I say Davy? Yeah. Okay, well, that's definitely...
You know Davy.
You know Davy, same as Davy Fitz.
Damn it. Daisy.
She is the least looking Davy I've ever seen.
Good start, Em.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Kendrick Lamar and Not Like Us on Spin. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling. Hope all is good with you this morning.
Hello. I'll have a microphone.
Oh. Does it feel good, does it?
No, it doesn't.
It happens to me when I
go
away
for 1 week.
And I'm used to just doing the two fingers for me and Ash. I'm sorry that won't happen.
Well, get
again.
The three fingers out in future because I'm back, baby. And you two are obviously back from Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
Emma's sounding much better than Ash did yesterday. You have a full voice. Ash did not have that yesterday.
No, it was absolutely atrocious.
No,
and it's
sounding,
still a little.
Yeah, it is.
I feel
like we should revisit it, check in on that voice, maybe see, put it under some pressure.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we did yesterday with a full show. Obviously, Emma, you were off.
Sure.
Still at a Electric Picnic. Ash came in. Fair play to you. Did
a
full show.
I have to say as well, I can vouch for her. Like, as I said yesterday, when I was on the phone to you from the campsite, Ashling did not speak any words. No noise came out of her on Sunday. I lip read. She would say, she'd be saying, I know she
She didn't say anything. It was like this.
Well, actually, you know what? That's exactly what it was like. It was like
silent. It was, yeah.
Trying to read your lips.
It was pathetic.
Well, have a listen to this. This was one of the first things you said on the show yesterday.
I've got EP voice, so apologies for the next 3 hours, essentially.
Okay. You did continue to apologise. I'd like to repeat that.
Do you want me to repeat that sentence? I've got EP voice, so apologies for the next 3 hours.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It actually sounds sexy. You sound a bit raspy.
You do sound a little bit horsey, yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
And Emma loves a horse. All right, how about this? You tried to chat with Lauren before she won a prize in the show, but it was a little bit pitiful.
Are you in a rented accommodation or what's your vibe with safe furniture? Do you have space for some new furniture?
All of that sounds sad.
It sounds so sad.
Gross. It sounds gross.
Go on, give us a go.
Are you in a rented accommodation or what's your vibe with, say, furniture? Do you have space for some new furniture?
It's like listening to a Disney princess.
Oh, you're back, girl. Well done.
Then I put you up to some dramatic scenarios to see how your voice would perform then. In this one, I asked you to react if you just spotted Beyonce while on a cruise in Italy.
Oh, wow.
Beyonce! Oh, my God, it's Beyonce and the Amalfi Coast.
Gives a go.
I think this is still going to be a struggle because it's got too much emotion.
I just want you to imagine you've just seen Beyonce on a cruise in Italy. There she is on the other boat and she's right beside you.
Beyonce! Oh my God, it's Beyonce on the Amalfi Coast.
Perfect, okay.
See, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Keep Beyonce away from her today.
Yeah, I asked you how you'd react if you were at a Tom Grennan gig and he played the Gillette song.
Father to son, doing what you've always done.
Oh God.
Gillette. Woo! I love you, Tom.
And I love the fact that she's actually, believe it or not, the person on this show who can sing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, R.I.P. Father to son, doing what you've always done.
Yeah.
Gillette. Woo! I love you, Tom.
That's very good.
Much better. Not there yet, though.
And finally, can you please recreate this voice note that you recorded while leaving Electric Picnic on the Sunday night?
Hello. I have no voice at all. It's
going to
be like tomorrow.
Sounded like Minnie Mouse.
Hello, I have no voice at all. I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow.
There is no need to scream.
Ash, how early were you up this morning to get your voice back on track?
I got up this morning like 20 minutes early. I stuck my head over a pot of boiling water with a towel over that. I spent 15 minutes before the show gargling and blowing bubbles into a bottle of water. I'm really trying, guys. Yeah.
I got some of the sexiest videos I've ever gotten of you at Electric Picnic in the tent gargling each morning. She looks really good.
It's like being waterboarded.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning as well. Brilliant. Well, fair play, you're back. Here is Taylor Swift and I Can Do It With A Broken Heart. You are listening to Spin.
Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Becky Hill's Outside of Love. This is Spin Morning.
Good morning. Premier League is back. Are we all excited?
Woo! Oh, yeah. Yes. There was a Spurs game last night.
There was. Against who?
Leicester.
Well done. Woo! What was the score?
Go Leicester. Who won?
I just knew it was about to happen because my housemate was going to watch it at his friend's house. That's all I knew. I knew about it beforehand.
Well, there was big news over the last while that Ed Sheeran has bought a stake in the Premier League team Ipswich. It's newly promoted as well from the Championship. He bought a 1.4% stake in it, meaning he'll get an executive box to watch the matches in, but he won't have a say on the board because he's only a passive and minority shareholder.
I wonder, is this like the next little welcome to Wrexham?
I wonder, yeah.
Is there a little bit of Netflix interest? Because he is a huge football fan, Ed Sheeran, isn't he?
He is massive.
Passionate guy.
He's mainly passionate about Ipswich just because that's, I think, where he grew up and stuff like that. But he's been the club's main sponsor since 2021, meaning on Ipswich's kit, it's the Mathematics Tour logo.
No way.
Yeah, so it just has the divide and multiply and, you know, addition.
That's probably the coolest sponsor like you could get, though.
It is cool. But it got me thinking of other celebs that own football clubs or at least have a stake in it. Obviously, we know Wrexham Football Club owned by Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds. But did you know that One Direction's Louis Tomlinson part owns a football team?
I think I might have heard that before.
Yeah, he bought a stake in Doncaster United after they were losing a lot of money. Basically, he pumped some into it because I think they might have either lost their place in the league because they had no money or something, or they would have just been gone.
So
he pumped some money into it and he kind of part owns them now. He used to play for the reserve team as well, which is kind of cool.
He was really useless, but he's really passionate.
Pretty much. Yeah. Wouldn't you love that though? Yeah. You put someone on the reserve team and then they come and save your team.
I'm really bad, but I can pay you. Yeah.
That's having the last laugh. Now I own you.
Elton John was the chairman of Watford Football Club. He stepped down in 2017 as the chairman, but he brought them some success like the years before that, like he got them promoted to Premier League and stuff like that. He actually did quite a good
job. I had no idea.
Yeah, either did I, to be honest. I knew he owned some football team.
I think there's a stand at Watford named after Elton John as well.
There?
Like, that's the ultimate honour, isn't it? Having a whole side of a football stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Watford, even if it is Watford.
Like, imagine like the Aisling Bonner stand or the Emma Nolan stand.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the Hammond's Corner.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
I like that, yeah. Well, Angel City Football Club is a women's football team in LA. It's part owned by Natalie Portman and Serena Williams, who you never would put together, like an actress and an athlete.
Yeah,
like.
Random duo.
Yeah, very, very
That's cool.
This one is genuinely so random. Obviously, you know who Bournemouth is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Bournemouth.
Are they in the Premier League?
They are. They were promoted to the Premier League in 2021. And they've done all right in it. Like, they've stayed in it, to be honest. They're kind of a mid-table now team. But they're part-owned by Michael B. Jordan. What? Do you know Michael B. Jordan from Creed? No, Michael B. Jordan from Creed. He's in Black Panther. He's a really good-looking actor.
Get him confused with Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan, Michael B.
Michael
Jordan.
The B
makes all the difference, but the B could also stand for basketball.
Michael Basketball Jordan or Bounce.
He was He was on the Graham Norton show with Cheryl Cole. I remember he spoke to Cheryl Cole like live on the Graham Norton show or whatever, and she was like, yeah, and she kind of looked in the camera and was like, oh my God. he kind of didn't know what had happened or whatever. He's really, really good looking fella. He was in Black Panther, he was in Creed, and now he owns Bournemouth, which is kind of weird. Back to the American teams. Austin FC is owned by Matthew McConaughey. Into Miami, owned by David Beckham. Seattle Sounders, terrible name, but owned by a cool guy, Macklemore. And Los Angeles FC, Will Ferrell, who also has another team, who I'll tell you in a second, but he owns Los Angeles FC. Back in Europe, AC Milan is part owned by LeBron James.
No way.
Wow.
Which is who he is basketball. And Drake, because of their association with Redbird Capital Partners, which I presume means they like own a stake in AC Milan or something like that. They're like a big American company like that. LeBron also owns a stake in Liverpool because of his association with FSG, which is another company that own like football teams and things like that. But I remember someone saying to me, LeBron James, like when someone buys a Liverpool jersey, he gets a stake.
No
way. Like he gets a little cut of that.
Like a cent.
Yeah, like it could be literally a cent.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Like,
yeah,
I think that's mad money. And the weirdest one for last, Leeds United is owned by Will Ferrell, who also owns, as we said earlier on, the Los Angeles FC, Russell Crowe and Michael Phelps.
I did not know that and I was at one of those games.
Yeah. Michael Phelps?
Michael Phelps, right?
The swimmer.
It was bought by them when Americans bought the team and they wanted more visibility, so they asked like different celebrities if they wanted to invest, and the three who did were Will Ferrell, Russell Crowe and Michael Phelps. Own part of Leeds United.
That is gas.
Isn't that so weird?
They're making a few money off jerseys because they just switched to a yellow one and the whole stadium I was at a few weeks ago had the yellow ones on. Apparently they're brand new and everyone had bought them. So people love jerseys, man.
This is like as if I've just stormed a girly quiz. What have you just... how did you know all of this?
I was there. Very good. I did not know that though about Will Ferrell and all the boys.
There you go.
What can we go in on? Is there a local like under 12?
Yeah, Sheriff Street. Let's do that.
Well, little camogie team or something. I'll throw 10 or 20 at it, see how we go. Here's Eminem now at Spin. You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are giving you the chance this morning to win a €200 right sell furniture voucher. And we'll do that every day this week as well.
Yeah, because their brand new store is now open at Omni Shopping Centre and has three stores in one, as well as Ridestyle. There's also ranges from Ogle Beds and the Smart Storage Bed Company. So if you want to sleep, I'd recommend going to the Omni.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where you
get. Not because it's boring, just because they have good places you
They've
can.
They've got beds galore, yes.
And you'll probably bump into Callum.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. He loves the Omni.
Yeah.
Right, who have we got on to play today?
Danielle is on to give it a lash. Hello.
Oh yeah, how are you?
You on your way to work or college or what are you doing?
I am. I'm on my way to work.
Oh, there's no college, Emma.
No.
It's the summer.
They bring you back early, but not that early.
What do you do for work, Danielle?
I work in a medical factory.
Oh, very nice. Good. Very
making
cool.
All the important bits. Yeah.
Fair play. All right, well, let's see if we can get you this €200 Ridestyle Furniture voucher. Basically, Callum's going to hold up words of things they sell in Ridestyle Furniture. One of us is going to describe them to you, and if you can guess three in 30 seconds, you win the voucher. All makes sense, Danielle?
Yeah.
Happy days.
Easy.
Who do you want, Emma, Dave or Ashling, to describe them words to you?
Ashling.
Let's go with Ashling.
All right, put me under pressure this morning. All right.
30
we're
seconds
do this.
Are on the clock. Let's go.
This is something you eat your dinner off.
Table.
Yeah. I put things that you read into this. It's like a big shelf specifically for things you read. Yeah, perfect. And if I was working in a building with other people, I'm sitting on this thing at my desk.
Office chair.
Yeah.
Yes.
With a really long amount of time to go, and still five, four, three, two. Well done, gal. You absolutely smashed that.
She's a furniture expert.
You are a furniture expert. You will know exactly what to do when you go to Rydell Furniture with your €200 voucher. Congratulations, Danielle.
Thanks a million.
Danielle will be walking around going, office chair, bed, bookshelf.
Have a great time spending that voucher, and thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Good luck, Danielle.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. See, I don't think I've ever won a voucher for anything. Lovely thing to do, because you're like, I must spend this voucher.
Yeah. You know? I love going into a place with a voucher.
I hate the people who are like, oh no, I'd never give a voucher as a present. Shut up. Give me a voucher.
Yeah, that's what everybody wants.
It's like, oh, it's so meaningless, or it's so thoughtless.
Impersonal.
Yeah. Just give me a voucher.
Yeah. I must spend all this money in this shop. Brilliant. I'll find something great to buy here. Another chance for you to win with Rydell Furniture on the show tomorrow, but we'll do it after 9:30. Right now though, Benson Boone, this is Beautiful Things on Spin.
For a while there, it was rough.
Spins. Recharged.
In morning.
Morning.
Earlier I was just telling you that I had to use a bit of clove oil on my gums because my wisdom tooth was popping off. There's possibly a bit of an infection there, but no matter. It'll be grand. It'll stay in another 10 years. It'll be fine.
What's with the Dahi O'Shea impression?
I don't know.
It's Rosa Tralee time here. Yeah. It's everywhere.
But I was just telling you how toxic clove oil is and how crazy it is when it tips off your tongue. You just want to chop off your tongue and run away.
Yeah, you
but
described surely, it as a good way of torture, didn't
it
you?
It is awful.
If you get it into the tooth where it needs to go to help the situation, you just need to keep your tongue on the other side. Keep it away.
Yeah, but it really numbs the area or whatever. But I just Googled it because I'm like, what the hell even is it? And there's a heading on Wikipedia called toxicity, which is always a good thing. And it says clove oil is toxic in anything other than small therapeutic doses. It can cause acute liver and kidney damage. And in foods, the level of clove oil used as a flavor ingredient can never exceed 0.06%.
Oh my God.
How intense it is.
They should sell this thing in bottle caps.
Yeah, no, it's in a tiny.
Is it tiny?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it comes out like there's a teeny hole, so you can only get tiny tips out.
Yeah.
That's mad.
It's the craziest stuff.
Again, I'm just going to say the point again. Just go and get the wisdom tooth out.
No,
and we won't have any clove oil drama.
No.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, how's it going? It is Tuesday already. Nice little short week for me. Delighted.
You're on a bank holiday week.
Yeah, it feels like that. Why can't Electric Picnic just fall on a bank holiday weekend? I mean, we had one 2 weeks
ago.
Honestly,
that should be a law.
I don't understand.
What's going on there, Simon?
Yeah. We can do it. We did a bank holiday for COVID. Do one for the picnic.
I know.
They're so the same thing.
I was chatting to my friend yesterday who left yesterday morning along with most people. I obviously left Sunday night and she was 3 hours trying to get out of the field.
Oh,
I did see that statement that they kind of put up on the back of it. There was some kind of, I don't know, not a huge amount of direction going on getting out of the red. I thought I was laughing. I was driving and felt perfectly good to drive for like 9.
Yeah.
And we got into the car and I was looking at like Google Maps and all the rest, knowing that I'd probably have diversions, but like an estimate. I was like, I'm going to be back in Dublin at like 11:15.
That's incredible.
Like, this is great.
Some people are still asleep.
Got through like fields number one, thinking so naively, at the end of this field there will be a road. I'll be on the LM7 in no time. No, through that field was another field.
Yeah,
through that field was a dirt track. Through that dirt track was another field, to the point where the last stage of the car park situation was a very, very, I can't describe to you, like, I don't know how many acres, I'm really bad with this, a huge bloody field anyway.
Yeah.
And a line of cars that, like, you know, so many that they're like almost disappear into the distance.
Oh my God.
To the road. I kind of worked it out by this. I listened to one of Kylie's albums, I think, while I was waiting.
A full album.
I think a majority of a full album. Kind of skipped through maybe some album tracks I didn't know. Bit of Damien Dempsey. Listened to a bit of the Wolf Tones. listened to a bit of Ray. I was very much after, you know, rehashing the weekend of tunes by the time I got to the road.
Reliving
the weekend vibes.
So how long do you think you're?
Probably an hour and a half, I'd say.
My God.
Maybe an hour.
That sucks, though.
But for example, I know we did stop for an L chicken fillet roll, but I don't think I actually got back to Dublin until 2. And I thought I'd be back at 11.
You thought you'd be back at 11. It's always longer than you think. Sure, even on the way down, sure, we thought we'd be down. I said Ashley would be set up by 1 o'clock. Sure, we were barely in leash by 1 o'clock.
Yeah. Really?
That's the way it goes. Because we were, again, getting food and
also, my tyre let me down again. We had to pull in the air in my tyre.
There's always something wrong with your car.
There was a weird noise coming from Emma's car on the way down. Like,
we were so freaked out.
And we were like, any windows open? Any doors open? No.
You accidentally bought a plane.
I don't know what's going on. But anyway, it took us a while. We got there, though, and all good.
We're going to go on a little cruise, specifically my cruise.
He's calling it his cruise.
It's my cruise. Emma, obviously, we're off yesterday. Yes. I told Aisling all about my cruise. I told her how I got COVID on day two, so that was a lot of fun.
Wow.
But apart from that, it genuinely was an unbelievable cruise. So I thought I'd kind of visualize the cruise.
Take us on the journey.
Exactly, through music.
Yeah, love that.
Okay. Beautiful.
Bit of me.
So I put this up on my Instagram story every time I stopped off in a new city or a new town or a new place, and I put up stop one wherever I was, and then I put a little music thing that you can do on Instagram, and I thought that my music choices were unbelievable. However, there was one I couldn't find, and I will get to that a little bit later on. So we arrive in Marseille, stop one Marseille, and I go with this. Anybody? Come along with me. Let's head out to see what this world has for you and for me.
Is this from a Disney movie?
It's The Suite Life on Deck. That was beautiful, by the way.
Good choice.
How do you not know The Suite Life on Deck?
So, sorry, is Suite Life on Deck another version of The Suite Life with Zach and Cody?
Yeah.
When they were on a boat,
Sequel. It's when they're on a boat. Yeah, it's when they're on like a big cruise ship.
Perfect sense to people who know that.
Okay.
I was expecting something French.
Fine. I tell you what, we go from Marseille, we arrive in Genoa, and I put this. You got it? Lizzie McGuire.
I don't get it.
It was in the Lizzie McGuire movie. Valare.
It's the Lizzie McGuire version.
Lizzie McGuire.
Okay, I'm seeing a theme here.
Yeah. So that was the kind of theme. I kind of went off theme then, and I decided, right, I'm going to go with the instruments of the country. I arrive in Napoli, and I play this.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Famous for pizza.
It's where pizza was invented. So that's what pizza pie. You know,
and did you have pizza there?
I did have pizza there.
Good. One of the best pizzas you've ever had.
It was good.
Oh,
there's no Domino's now, you know.
that face just wasn't chewy enough for me. Not enough garlic.
Where's the garlic dip? We leave Napoli and we go to Messina, and I stick with the theme of I'm going with instruments from the place, and it sounded like this. Oh,
perfect.
Lovely, right?
Like, I'm enjoying this.
You're already there.
Yeah.
You're lucky you're not. Messina sucked. But everywhere else was fantastic. And then we go from Messina to Malta. We arrive in Malta, and this is what I went with. That is Hey Now from the Lizzie McGuire movie.
So she got two plays.
She did. Now, you see, the thing is that Malta is not Italy. And Lizzie McGuire sang that song in Italy. And I just wanted to use it because I couldn't think of a certain song.
Okay.
Right? Now, the certain song I couldn't think of isn't from Malta either. It is from Italy. But I couldn't think of it all holiday. And all I could do was sing it for people. I went around my whole family singing, does anyone know the song? I got to the point where I sang it into Google. It didn't know.
I've been so desperate sometimes with this. I've sang things to Shazam and they're like, what?
Does it not work? They need to add that feature.
It should
feature,
work. So this is the song, and I know how it goes. I don't know any of the lyrics, but I know how it goes. I know how it sounds. So I'm begging you, if you know the answer to this, if you know your music, 087-711-1038, voice notes are welcome on this. The song goes like this. Bueno tutti, batavari, batarite, ragazzi. That's it. That's all I know.
Do you know anything beyond that?
No, I know. I think it starts off with Bueno.
Do you know what your memory of this song is? Or
it's I don't know if it's like on an ad or something. There's okay. some sort of song, but like it's like I don't know if it's for Cornetto or Italy in general. I don't know. It's yeah. something.
But you don't know if it's a song that was playing when you were on a holiday at some point. Yeah. You don't know the inspo.
I feel like it's a very famous song.
It's familiar to me.
Is it familiar? Yeah,
there's something familiar.
Yeah, so I'll go one more time. Yeah. Yeah. See if you can get this. Shazam at your, you know, at, if you will. Bueno tutti, and that's all I know.
The only bit is the second bit. I'm like, are you confusing that with that?
No, I know you. It is not that.
Okay, it's not that.
It's the same kind of tone, though.
Okay.
It stops, though.
Do you know what this song is? Now, not just put Dave out of your misery, please put all of us out of our misery. If you know it, get your voice notes in or just send a message. Just one more time there, Dave. I'd love to be able to do this for you.
Bueno tutti, butte vari, datte ditte da ragazze.
It's so annoying when that happens. How long has this been in your mind? It got to 2 weeks
full
now?
2 weeks.
I love this.
Dear.
I love
it. 087-711-103. Get in touch if you can, if you think you know, for Dave.
I was on a cruise last week and I was putting little songs to my Instagram for like where I was. So in Marseille, I was putting like The Sweet Life, or like in Napoli, I was putting like, say, like different kind of Italian music and things like that. Yeah. But there was one Italian song I wanted to find and I couldn't think of it. And all I know from it is that it goes, Bueno tutti, bella vani, da 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 ragazzi, da 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 da. And I have absolutely no idea apart from anything else other than that.
How many people when you were away did you ask this to? I presume you're with your family, weren't you?
At least like 6 people.
No joy.
Yeah.
Were you going up to random people on the cruise?
No, but I was like voice noting 6 people. Plus I had my family there as well. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, does anyone know the song? No one knew the song. People were like, that sounds familiar. No one knew
that. Do you know the way sometimes you'd be sitting there and like no matter what the song is and you're like, no, actually all I know is La...
Yeah.
And you're like, no, come on, you know it.
Yeah.
You just have this feeling of the, and almost this memory as well.
So it's doing my head in. It's been there for like 2 weeks.
Let's try and see if we can put Dave out of his misery. Maria, do you think you know what song it is?
La Tarantella Napoletana.
Oh my God, that sounds absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful pronunciation.
Let's check, right? Because we found the one you sent in.
Thank you.
That doesn't sound familiar.
That's that lucky, lucky, lucky.
Oh, yes.
I'm a lucky son of a gun. That's not it, though.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Maria.
Thanks for that, Maria.
Thank you for helping me.
Thanks for trying.
Cheers on. Okay, right, that's not it. Ruling that out. But, like, come on, we got to get there today. We
no joy there.
I thought Maria would know because she clearly knows Italian.
Yeah, she spoke so beautifully at the beginning.
We got messages in from both Jonathan and Constantina. I don't know if Constantina is an Italian name, but I'm kind of convinced that this could be good. Dean Martin, That's Amore.
No, that's the one I played for when I arrived in Napoli. One. That's the pizza one. That's Amore.
When the moon is
on. Yes, that's the one. No, this one goes like, Bueno tutti, da 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 da. Do you know what I mean?
There has to be somebody who knows it.
Surely. Kieran was on.
It's Che La Luna.
Che La Luna.
Che La Luna.
Che La Luna.
Unfortunately, Kieran, I appreciate that, but we don't know what that... Let's try and get that up there on the YouTube.
Che La Luna.
Because
La
I don't Luna. Think you're going to know my name.
Che La Luna. Maybe it's that.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's not Bueno.
Maybe it's not Bueno
Tutti. Maybe it's Che La Luna.
Okay.
Hey, got it.
Wait for it. No, where is it? No, I'm sure.
You should see his face, Kieran.
That is beautiful.
It's so good. And I know it, yeah.
You do know it.
I do know
it. I don't know where it's from.
The Lumbus.
Yeah, I was waiting for that too.
La la la. I think you were thinking of that, like Mexican.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't. Che La Luna.
Che La Luna.
Are we at the chorus yet?
I wasn't. Che La Luna, Menzumara, Mamma Mia, Mamma
Rida.
No.
Okay, so it doesn't go.
There's no da da da. So, you probably sent everyone off in a wild goose this morning.
I was asking people for 2 songs.
Yeah, two different. A mashup.
Does anyone know the song?
I know one thing. Shayla Luna is going on my little Spotify
playlist. It's so good, isn't it?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And I wanted a song that went Buono tutti, volevari, we found out it is not Buono tutti or whatever I was singing. It is Shayla Luna, and it starts like, sounds like Shayla Luna.
Yeah.
I have this theory that in the song it goes Aisling and Emma think I've mashed two songs together.
Yeah, you've mashed it with. By the way, if anyone knows that song,
that'd be fantastic.
But the version we found was this. Missing the little bit you were looking for.
Yeah.
You were expecting something in there. No sign.
No sign of that whatsoever.
Well, we found a different version for you, Dave.
Go on.
That we're listening to now is where you must have came across it, because it seems to be a newer version that's living on TikTok.
Ah, I'm such a millennial.
Oh, you're so yourself.
I'm so young.
That is so Dave. He only knows it from TikTok.
Recharged.
Obviously, I took yesterday off, as I did the 3 days at Electric Picnic this year.
Were you guys at Electric Picnic?
I know.
I haven't mentioned it once.
Crazy, barely at all.
Yeah, that's probably getting annoying, but I think this, we'll probably wrap it up here.
This is it.
Did the last hour of me talking about being on a cruise last week. Yeah. Oh, were you guys at Electric Picnic?
Unlike other festivals I've done over the years, this year in particular, because I had a bit of work on while I was there, I knew I had to do 3 nights at Electric Picnic or any festival. Usually I'd bail after 2.
Okay.
I'd always just plan 2 nights. Even with All Together Now over the years, I've often just gone down on the Saturday. No queue, no stress, come in all fresh. And so my point being, I've never explored the whole shower situation.
Oh, I've never done that either.
It's never really been my thing. But because I had a bit of work on and I did feel a bit gross, and it was quite cold when you woke up.
Yeah.
I was incredibly tempted this year for a change, all right? Ash and I were in the same campsite. You can vouch for how busy that queue was for the showers on Saturday morning. For context, there were 6 shower cubicles for the campsite, okay?
Oh my God.
Not a lot of showers.
Campsite.
For a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It was crazy. Like, I was seeing people, I was going down to the toilet, say, to brush my teeth, and then I'd come back maybe 45 minutes later to go to the toilet again. And in that time, I knew a person who had only moved from the back of the queue to the middle of the queue in 45 minutes.
And that guy, is that with the guy in the meanies top?
Yes, he was wearing a meanies top.
Oh, cool.
Very distinctive. But he was like determined though. I was like, why? Like, it's actually only Saturday morning. He was like, I'll just feel great afterwards. I was like, yeah, but you'll be up. You're in the doldrums right now. Yeah. 45-minute queue.
Yes. That's so
grim. The meanies top stood out to me because I could see you speaking to him, and then anytime I'd go to the loo, I'd just show some sympathy. People were having, like, naps in the queue. So people would just go from their tents, lie in the queue, get a little shove off someone to be like, move up, and just be lying.
People were bringing their camp chairs to the queue.
Just sitting in the queue.
Shuffle down.
That's insane.
Yeah, the queue was crazy. Really bad.
And sorry, can I just ask, as 2 presenters of Fully Charged on Spin 103.8, where was the glamping?
No.
Where was the showers that are, you know, there you basically have butlers to bring you to the shower.
No.
None of them, no?
None of them
Absolutely
at all.
What is wrong with these PR companies? What is wrong?
We must be invisible.
Must be. Well, do you know what? Good. We're just like normal people.
We don't
have enough followers for that.
No, but basically, so my hopes were gone. I was like, look, this isn't going to happen today. Following morning, I wake up for, you know, when you're in pain, you need to pee so bad, but you're like, I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
I need to go. I need to pee. So it was about 6:30, 7:15. I woke up and walked down. Oh, there's no queue. I legged it back to the tent, got a towel, ran back down to the toilet situation. By the time I got back down, there was literally 2 people ahead of me. That was it. 2 people.
But even in the time just to get your towel, a queue had already started.
Did they open at a certain time?
No, you can go at any stage.
You can go whenever you want.
I was almost thinking of going for a midnight shower, but obviously that was never going to happen, was it? Like, realistically?
No, but that is a good shout.
So I hop in the queue with these 2 guys, and to say, and this is the problem I think with showers, shower etiquette at a festival needs to be worked on seriously.
Yeah, it's
you can't be taking that long. I actually felt like they were exfoliating in there. Like, what could you possibly be doing to be like standing here for 20 minutes to not get a shower, and there's only 3 of us here across 6 showers? Go in and wash your pits and your bits and get out. Yeah. Like, quick. Anyway.
Pits and bits. That's a really, that's your great etiquette great. Right
honestly,
there.
That's all you need.
That's pits what you need, a bits. Sign on the door. Pits, bits, out.
Yeah. Honestly. So then it all, by about 7:30 in the morning, I took my first step into a festival shower. And it was an experience.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Was it manky?
No, it wasn't manky. It was not manky. There was just a lot of random people's hair.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Just random hairs, just strewn on walls, strewn on the floor. Now, I went in my Crocs because I was scared. Remember, we were terrified last week about this. There was a hygiene company released a press release. We were laughing about how scary they were. Actually, they were right. I didn't want a fungal infection. I wore my Crocs. I was absolutely terrified. I had been warned by people outside as well. The fatal flaw of these showers is, because you're kind of getting dressed in there as well.
Yeah.
Is when you're dressed, be careful if you've got, like, you know, not to hit off the wall because the shower will start again on you, right?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I'm saying? So your stuff is kind of kept up on the shelf. You have your shower. And then I was like the evil person, like all those people who were ahead of me as well. Once I was in there, I was like, I am taking my sweet ass time. Yeah. I don't care how long this takes. Every little bit of me under every nail got a scrub.
Yeah.
I didn't wash the hair just because I was like, I'll freeze. It's so cold. But it was absolutely beautiful. Overall, great experience. Got dressed, leaned down to kind of just rub a little bit off my Crocs and soaked myself because I hit off the shower just like I was warned would happen, and I destroyed my one and only fleece for the day and froze for the day.
Nice one. My God, that sounds
however,
like an experience.
However, it did feel amazing. I went back to bed.
I'll tell you what, I'll get really famous and we'll get glamping next year.
Ah, thanks very much.
No problem.
Appreciate that.
I'll start working. It's Mr. David Hammond on Instagram. I'm going to get famous and then we're going to get clamping.
Okay, are you sure now?
Yeah. It's the hashtag ad ready.
Start with the reels.
Take me to Ibiza. Yeah, it's happening, and it's happening sooner than you realise, too. We want to send you off in September for 5 nights to Ibiza.
Yeah, 4 nights, or 5 nights, should I say, in a 4-star hotel. Tickets to one of the biggest closing parties around, plus because we're Sam, we're going to sort you out with your travel to and from the airport in Ibiza, breakfast at the hotel, travel insurance, 20kg of baggage. Honestly, sounds like the works. The absolute works.
Just a month to go until the big trip, and next Monday is when we do the big draw. We need to get a few more qualifiers in there before then.
I think we should do the draw from Ibiza, personally.
So fly us all out.
Callum, if you could sort that, that'd be unbelievable.
So if we were flying out on Thursday, we'd actually just announce it from Ibiza on Monday. Yeah. Can we do that?
I hate to break it to you. You're not even the ones doing the call.
Who's doing the call? Probably Michaela.
Yeah, Michaela.
She'll mess that
Michaela
up.
Michaela. Leave her alone. Listen,
love you, Mick.
We told you to WhatsApp us in the word Ibiza, and if we rang you back, you'd have to answer your phone a particular way. Let's try and make this a one and done. Only a few more chances to get yourself qualified. Poor Michaela.
Finn, take me to Ibiza.
Oh. Very unenthusiastic, but you did exactly what you had to do, Jessica.
Very unenthusiastic. My God, Jessica. Is that how unenthusiastic you'll be if you win a trip to Ibiza?
No.
She's just terrified at somebody else calling her.
Yeah, totally.
I'd say we try it again. Ring, 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 ring.
Finn, take me to Ibiza!
Yeah. Top tier, Jess. Top tier.
Yeah, we don't let you away with anything.
No, we really don't.
Jess, if you win this, you could use all the summer clothes you didn't get a chance to wear in our summer.
There's a good shout.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You'll be going a month from today if you do, 20th of September. So you'll find out in about 6 days' time if it's you heading off.
You're in that draw. Congratulations, Jess.
Thanks so much.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Another.
And that's how it's done, Michaela.
Beat that, bitch. Well, I'm just joking. We absolutely love Michaela on our show, but it's our job to roast her as well.
It is a job. Plus, she loves it.
Ah, she does.
And she's the person you need to talk to after 10 o'clock this morning for your chance to get qualified as well. If you want to go to Ibiza next month.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Oh, I'm in trouble now, lads.
Oh, what? Go on.
We were just talking about Ibiza, the big trip that we're giving away. And producer Callum revealed to us that we're not going to be the ones doing the final call where we announce the winner.
That's a joke, by the way.
But that Michaela Hayes, who's on Spin from 10 to 3, will be doing it. And I said, sure, she'll mess that up. And I thought Michaela was supposed to be on the telly this morning.
Yeah, she's on Virgin Media this morning, no?
No, she was listening in.
No!
Sent me a message, you pup. Oh, it's ominous.
Oh, your phone in for it later on.
Oh my God, Aisling, I can't believe you said that.
Leave Michaela.
She's on the way from 10.
Also, you pups, you could have said a lot worse.
She got up, yeah.
It was very kind there.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello, good morning. Emma, Dave, and Aisling here, of course.
What's happening? I actually woke up a little bit nervous and anxious this morning.
Oh, no.
Reason being that I couldn't move my arms.
Oh,
I thought,
dear.
That's never happened to me before. I don't know what way I slept.
Right.
But I had pins and needles in my hands, right, and my arms. And
both?
Yeah, both. Both arms, the left arm. Gosh. And the right. I must have somehow slept on them. Like some sort of T-Rex or something.
I feel like I would have rang 999.
Yeah.
Am I dying?
Emma, how were you meant to do that? Because my alarm was going off, right? And I was there kind of trying to reach across. And
I was doing the T-Rex arm.
Yeah, I had to do the T-Rex arm.
T-Rex
so
arm.
What I had to do was I kind of had to like wind my torso back and fling my arm to get the phone.
The power.
Yeah, so I was like, huh. And so it was like the claw machine you'd get in like Fantasia or something. It was one of those. I was trying to pick up the phone with this dead hand.
And because it was pins and needles, because you obviously were under pressure and had to turn off the alarm, was it like that sensation of ow?
It was so sore. I don't know what was going on. I don't know how you even do it, but yeah, I managed to turn off. I think the alarm went off for 30 seconds. I was there like, come on, stop,
that's
stop it.
So I just
funny.
Think like as a human race, it's a huge fatal flaw in our
it
bodies.
It really
what
is.
The pins and needles. It? Get it together.
Apparently, it's something to do with your body thinking that those limbs aren't there anymore.
Brilliant.
It's trying to find it.
That's problematic.
Rerouting.
That's what it is. It's trying to find it. That's why it sends the little things out. Do you know what I mean? So it's trying to find it, and your body's doing this weird kind of thing, like static
but
on
TV.
But
my point is, just as a human, it should be like, no, they're there. We don't need to.
Yeah. Like, I have a why? Brain.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
I can just tell my brain that it's there and then it's fixed. No, that's not obviously
you should have seen me this morning, honestly.
That's
I've never
hilarious.
Been so happy to be single waking up. I looked ridiculous.
Tyrannosaurus Day.
Literally.
Spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
One more thing I'll be added to the list.
They were absolutely class at Electro Britannic over the weekend. That is Kneecap and Better Way to Live here at Spin.
Morning.
Well, speaking of Electric Picnic, you know those. Campsite conversations where you kind of just put the world to right.
Oh yeah.
I had one of them with my college friends on the Saturday and we were like, oh my God, we've just discovered something big here, okay? And I can't really remember fully where it kind of came from, but we basically decided that every person, we started with girls because that's kind of what we were talking about, but then we realized, I'm pretty sure you can put every person into one of two categories, and those categories are bitch or freak.
That's so mean.
It sounds mean, but allow me to explain.
You are such a bitch.
I think both actually have been turned quite positively.
And yeah, exactly.
I think if I was in either category, I'd be pretty chuffed.
Yeah, and this is kind of what we were saying. It's not bitch as in like a mean person. It's boss bitch.
Oh, cool.
When I was in school, the word bitch was a horrible word.
Yeah.
If someone said, I don't like her, she's a B, you'd be really upset by that.
Mm. Exactly.
I don't feel like the word means the same anymore. It's kind of really grown with the times, you know.
And I want to say the same for freak. Whereas
same.
Like
yeah.
Back in the day and in school, oh, he's a freak. That's like a really mean thing to say. But
horrible
now,
thing.
In this context, I'm saying no, like freaky, like
oh, cool. You're freaky. You're cool.
Quirky.
I see.
So I think everybody is either one. You're never really both. You're either a bitch like a boss or you're like a quirky little freaky person.
Okay? Cool.
And we went around the group and from now on for the rest, just because look, like there could be young ears. I'm not going to say bitch a million times. We'll say B from now on.
Okay.
Just for this.
Fair is fair.
Oh, you're very good.
Ah, very good. We are past the watershed, but you know yourself. So we went around just our little group at the campsite and we categorically agreed on each person, whether they were a B or a freak.
And nobody,
really?
Nobody here was offended.
Nobody was offended. Everybody was like delighted
so
with the one
thing.
That they were. It's brilliant
a good
thing.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But what do you think I am?
You freak.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're...
I'm proud.
Yeah.
Producer Callum is a freak.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's proud.
Yeah.
Emma's a bitch.
Okay.
Would you agree?
I kind of see what you mean. Yeah. Aww. Yeah.
No.
No, you don't. See, you've ruined it now. You've ruined it.
It's okay. Just tell me why.
You're a boss. Like,
right,
you've got yourself together. Like, you're a confident queen. Right?
Yeah,
okay,
but you don't wear, like, knitted jumpers like Aisling
right.
and Callum.
I think Dave is a bit of a B.
Dave's definitely a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't he?
Yep.
A B. Yeah. So, I want you to throw famous people at me, and I'll tell you categorically if they're Bs or Fs.
Okay.
Let me think.
Posh Spice.
Okay.
Posh Spice?
Yeah.
B.
Yeah.
Totally. Ultimate B. Yeah.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, Freak.
Okay.
Okay, I'm liking
it. It's fun. It's fun you can play along.
Beyonce.
A B.
Yeah, okay. So yeah. Obviously B, Queen B.
I have a good one. Paul Mescal.
Oh.
B.
Daisy Edgar Jones.
A B.
Really?
Now, her character, Normal People.
There's nothing freaky about Daisy Edgar Jones.
Mm. Yeah. I'd say she's very straight-laced.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to think about
Barry Keoghan?
Freak.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Sabrina.
B.
Okay, this is interesting now. Because I feel like some people have a little bit of both.
I know what you mean, say like on the whole,
overarching,
she's a B.
Okay, Doja Cat.
B.
Yeah. Michaela Hayes.
Freak.
Okay.
But in the best way.
Yeah, of course.
Chapel Roan.
Shireen from Jamie and Shireen.
Oh, I think she could be a B.
She could be a B.
Yeah.
Jamie
is freak.
Jamie. Do you think Jamie's
freak?
Yeah,
I think they're...
I spent all my weekend with Jamie. He's such a freak and I love him. Okay, okay, Billie Eilish.
Freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon Harris.
Simon Harris, freak. Leo Varadkar, B.
Oh, I would have switched that.
Really?
Simon Harris is freak. Yeah, no, Simon Harris.
Michael
is freak.
D.
Freak. Yeah.
Michael D is
total
freak.
Is
he? God, imagine if someone just tuned in. Michael D is such a freak. I promise there's really, really strong context.
Micheál Martin.
B.
Yeah, right. He has to.
Mary Lou.
B. No, B. She's
Mattress
B.
Mick.
Freak.
Pat
Kenny.
Who?
Pat Kenny B.
Oh, such a B.
Yeah.
B.
But Ryan Tuberty, freak.
Freak? Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's so good, isn't it?
Patrick Keelty.
Patrick Keelty, freak.
You think?
Gaber and B.
Yes. Yeah.
Michael Collins, B. Oh,
let's not. Okay. Cristiano Ronaldo.
B.
Dead B.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cyril, don't know him.
We have lost the plot.
No, I love this.
It's
love
so
this.
Fun. Play with your friends.
Wait. Steve K.
Freak.
Yes.
I love Steve.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jonas Brothers and Waffle House on spin. I'm very annoyed. Very annoyed.
Oh no.
Why?
Annoyed because Electric Picnic is just over. Please bear in mind, it's not even meant to be happening until 2 weeks' time. It normally hasn't even happened yet.
It was early.
I.e., like, it's still such a summer time of year.
Okay.
Yet. Oh, jeez.
What is the Christmas music doing?
You're the one after pressing the buttons.
Yeah, well, producer Colin made me play it if I wanted to tell the story. So Brown Thomas have officially opened their Christmas shop.
I was waiting for it. I was honestly waiting for it.
Yeah.
It gets earlier every year.
Yeah. 132 days or so until Christmas Day now, but they've opened up their shop and they did so, so it's actually less than 132 because they opened it up on Thursday.
That's
Thursday. Before Electric Picnic.
My God.
That's freaky.
Anyway. They got decorations, stunning Christmas trees, they say, an impressive array of lights, all the rest. And now they have Christmas themes as well, okay, to really go for it in this.
I'd hate to work there. Like, you just feel like it's not Christmas
when it's actually Christmas.
That's actually such a good point. Somebody has to work in that shop.
Yeah. Right now.
In the Christmas shop.
Essentially, depending on what kind of decorations you want to buy, you can go to the Forest Tale area, which is all your classic kind of golds and greens and stuff.
Okay.
Festive Navy, Ice Castle and Natural Nordic. Anyway, look, Brian Thomas owes that, and I got in really bad form last year when I walked through Brian Thomas in like whatever month it was, way too early, and saw a Christmas tree. I was like, no, now I'm sad. In case you don't know, I can often be kind of grinchy about Christmas on the show.
Oh, you hate Christmas.
And I had to make a bit of a pledge last year not to spoil Christmas for everyone listening to this show because I can be kind of mean about it, and apparently I spoiled Christmas. So I had to feign enthusiasm, and I actually then kind of by default did get into it last
year. You were into it last year, yeah.
However, the UK are going crazy now as well because their first Christmas tree of the year has been put up in this pub. Punters are either, oh my God, love it, or disgusted.
That's just so
it's in Bristol. And they put
at the same time, like, my housemates went out like last week and they came home and they said we were this close to putting up the Christmas tree. And I was like, why? They're like, it rained a bit.
Oh, they're so annoying.
I'm only joking.
I'm going to come home and it's going to be up at some point in the next couple of weeks.
They're just pranksters though. These are like, this
genuine,
is like
this is real.
Yeah.
They did the baubles and the lights to advertise its Christmas bookings. I just think that's such a reach. And obviously completely and utterly fully decorated. Otherwise, if you are into Christmas, I have discovered the latest, who knew, Pinterest trend report.
Okay. What?
Pinterest have a trend report. While people are looking up what the aesthetic is for this year.
Interesting.
Maybe if you're into home repairs, if you're into interior design, you'll see what's kind of up and coming based on Pinterest searches.
Shouldn't it be about the love of the baby Jesus in your heart?
Yeah, of course. Apparently, things are going to get really bad this year for me and others who feel like this, because not only Christmas trees, the red ones are in. As in top to floor red. Yeah, not green.
We're actually going back to the 80s.
Why is there trends for Christmas? Why is there something in other than just the baubles that your parents got, like, in when they got married?
Yeah, well, to be fair, like, if you look back on Christmas decorations from the past, it does. Like, you remember the little beads? They were a thing.
Oh, they're still on my tree at home.
Do you remember tinsel?
Yeah.
That's not really a thing anymore.
Yeah, people get really into the aesthetic more than just the crack of it, I think, as well. Yeah. Anyway, I think because I'm such a fowler, I'm going to be a Grinch this year.
Oh, yeah. No.
Are you going back to Grinch?
I think I'm going back to Grinch.
Well, then I don't think, personally, I don't think you should be allowed to go to the Christmas party.
I think that's a brilliant point.
Happy Christmas.
Maybe I'll give it a bit of effort, but honestly, please, this is just crazy.
Yeah, do it next week.
20th. No. 1st of December. You're on Spin. And we would love to get you sorted this morning with a 200 euro voucher for deluxe bathrooms and tiling solutions. We were having a goo there. If you're not in a position to tile your own bathroom, if you're renting or whatever, loads of fun stuff you could pick up with that
including
200 euro voucher.
The toothpaste holders.
Yes.
See, I knew they were
a
thing.
You did want a toothpaste holder. I don't know if it attaches to the wall, but they do have a big all-star super sale on. It's on at their Dundalk Retail Park store and online at deluxebathrooms.ie until August 25th. I was just having a look there at the website, and it's very user-friendly.
And if you do want to transform your bathroom, you can with deluxebathrooms.ie.
Every day this week, we're hopping into the shower singing one of our favourite songs. Mad that they can get the recording equipment in there, considering, like, water, etc. But it's all working out just fine. At Tuesday, Aaron thinks he knows what song I was giving a lash at this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good, Aaron. What are you doing?
Just driving and work here. I work for Sky.
Oh, very nice. Can I have free Sky?
I wish I could give you free Sky.
Yeah, you probably don't even get it yourself. Are you installing?
I do actually get it myself.
Do you?
Oh, nice.
That's cool.
You need to be able to work all the equipment to help people. People as well with the
course.
Setup, don't you, Aaron?
Yeah, I'm the TV guy that comes around, saves the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people love the sight of you.
Yeah, not the licensed inspector, but Aaron, they love to see
you. You're the opposite. Yeah. How's your bathroom, Aaron?
Yeah, it's okay, I suppose.
You could do it with a bit of a transformation.
Yeah, revamp.
I could do it a little bit of a revamp, I suppose, yeah.
Do you own your bathroom or do you rent your bathroom?
I rent it, unfortunately.
Okay. So you could get some nice little accessories.
I'm sure the landlord would be delighted with the new faucet.
Yeah.
Okay, you're trying to figure out which song we've been singing in the shower. I was singing away to my heart's content this morning. Have a listen.
Yep, if I said what I said, I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I'd take it on red.
Good old tune to have a little scrub-a-lub-dub too.
Yeah, good beat.
What song do you think that is, Aaron?
It is Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
Paint the Town
Red. Let's check.
Of course it is, Aaron.
Congratulations, Aaron. You just got a 200 euro voucher for deluxe bathrooms and tiling solutions.
So great. Happy days.
Happy days is right. And when you go to Dundalk, make sure and do your best Dundalk accent because they love that.
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Have a great day.
No worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye. If you just joined us and you were like, oh my God, this would be perfect for me. What? I missed it. We'll give you another chance to win with deluxe bathrooms and tiling solutions tomorrow. Before 7:30.
Class.
Lads, my stomach is rumbling.
I'm so excited for us. Well done us putting this date in the diary whenever we did. We said ages ago, on the 20th of August, let's go for breakfast. Don't know why, but I can't bloody wait.
Oh, we're going for a lovely brekkie outside of the building. Oh,
I've already had my starter. It was a Rice Krispie bar.
Yeah. We had starters of Frosty cereal bars.
Yeah. And we had them like really early this morning as a treat because
we're
having a big... Oh, give me a fry.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.